This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. If you're leading a retail organization, you know the rhythm all too well.
Oh, yeah.
It's relentless, isn't it? New product launches, updated procedures, seasonal campaigns, always something new.
Drifting consumer behaviors, too, constantly.
Exactly. And beneath it all, there's that persistent, maybe even gnawing question. Are your frontline teams truly ready? Are they aligned, equipped, ready to execute, or are you just kind of hoping they are?
It's more than just a question, right? It's a fundamental challenge for retail executives. You pour significant resources into training.
Huge amount.
Developing content, investing in platforms, dedicating precious time. But then there's often this gap, this chasm between delivering training and knowing, like with certainty, that your teams get it.
Not just understand it, but can actually apply it. On the sales floor.
Precisely. And in retail, operating on assumptions.
Yeah.
That carries a really high cost. I mean, every missed detail, every forgotten spec, every little nuance of a new policy.
It translates directly. Lost sales, poor customer experience.
Or even just operational hiccups. It all adds up.
That's exactly the challenge we're diving into today. We're going to unpack something surprisingly simple, maybe even overlooked, but really powerful. The knowledge check.
And let's be clear what we mean here.
Yeah, good point. We're not talking about punitive tests or those long, boring exams nobody likes.
No. Think of these as strategic, agile tools. They're designed to give you clarity and confidence in your team's readiness.
So our mission for this deep dive, we want to build really an undeniable leadership case for making these knowledge checks non-negotiable, part of your standard operations.
Yeah. We'll explore how they fundamentally change training. It stops being this passive one-way broadcast.
Right.
And becomes a dynamic, measurable driver of performance. And crucially, we'll get into how new tech, specifically AI, has just dramatically simplified getting them done.
Making them way more accessible, way more practical, even with today's crazy pace in retail.
You might actually be surprised how much this has changed recently.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Knowledge checks. It's more than just testing people, right?
Oh, much more. These checks serve several critical strategic purposes.
Yeah.
And they tie directly back to your bottom line, your operational efficiency. They're really foundational.
Foundational. Okay. So what's the first big purpose?
Well, confirming retention. Think about it like this. Imagine launching a brand new product line without any quality control on how it was made.
You wouldn't dream of it.
Exactly. But that's kind of what happens when you push out training without any assessment. Even the best, most engaging training, It can just fade if it's not reinforced.
People forget. It's natural.
Totally natural. So a quick, targeted knowledge check, maybe right after a module, it helps cement those key facts, those procedures, in the associate's mind.
It makes the learning actually stick.
Turns transient info into retained knowledge. That's the goal.
Okay, that makes sense. Retention. What's next?
Identifying gaps early. Now, this is where it gets really interesting, I think, for execs looking for that competitive edge.
How?
Well, if an associate struggles with a question about, say, a new product's unique selling points or a detail about a new return policy, that's a clear signal, right?
An immediate red flag.
An immediate opportunity to intervene before they talk to a customer. Think about the alternative.
Yeah, the associate on the floor, maybe stumbling over an explanation, quoting the wrong price.
Or just looking unsure when a customer asks something specific, that's a direct hit.
Yeah.
Sales, customer satisfaction, gone.
Right. And in retail, timing is everything, as you said.
Absolutely. A misunderstanding in week one, that can easily mean lost sales in week two. Or maybe a bad customer interaction that damages that loyalty you work so hard to build.
So knowledge checks give you that foresight. that early warning.
Exactly. You catch it proactively.
Yep.
At the source. You're not waiting for a complaint or a dip in sales figures to realize something's wrong.
That's invaluable. Proactive, not reactive.
Definitely. It helps maintain consistency and maximize revenue.
Okay. Retention, early gap identification. What's the third foundational piece?
This one's big and maybe a bit subtle, but it's accountability.
Accountability. Okay.
Let's be honest. When associates know a knowledge check is coming after training, it just changes how they engage with it, doesn't it?
Stands to reason. You pay more attention if you know you'll be asked about it.
It signals that this content isn't just something to, you know, passively click through. It's important. Important enough to be measured, to be understood.
Drives deeper engagement.
Encourages them to actively internalize the information. It raises an important question for leadership, too.
Which is?
Is your training seen as truly essential? Or is it just another box to tick? Knowledge checks send a clear message. This stuff matters.
Reinforces that culture of continuous learning, maybe.
And proactive performance, yeah. It subtly shifts the mindset from, okay, I sat through that, to, okay, I actually need to know this to do my job well.
Empowers them to take ownership.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've laid out the foundational why. Retention, gaps, accountability, big picture stuff. But let's shift focus. What about the immediate impact? For the field leaders, store managers, DMs, RMs.
Right. From their perspective, this visibility, this real-time look into who understands what, it's not just nice to have.
It's a performance tool.
A really powerful performance tool. It changes how they manage their teams day to day.
How does that play out? Give me an example.
Well, think about agile retail operations. This data lets managers be way more strategic, less reactive. Imagine a store manager knowing, before a new product even hits the floor, knowing exactly which team members really nail the product story, the key selling points, maybe the common FAQs, and who might need a bit more support.
Okay, so they have that granular insight.
Which enables truly targeted action. You move beyond those generic, everybody listen up, huddles.
To precise coaching.
Exactly. So a manager sees someone scored lower on questions about, I don't know, a specific feature set. They could proactively pair that person with a top performer right there on the job.
Instant reinforcement.
Or maybe schedule a quick focused huddle just with the few people who struggled, just on the points they missed. Super efficient.
And it's not just about fixing problems.
Not at all. It's a great tool for recognition too. Managers can easily see who's mastering the material early. Celebrate that.
Loosts morale, sets a positive example.
Absolutely. And this kind of proactive, data-driven management, you just can't get that from observation alone. It's too hit or miss.
Moves managers away from guesswork towards precision.
Allows them to really optimize team readiness, team performance, day in, day out. Using actual data to impact sales, CSAT scores, store efficiency.
It really makes you pause and think, doesn't it? How much was just left to chance before?
A lot, probably.
Okay, you're absolutely right. Now, I can hear some executives thinking this.
The but.
This sounds great, but we just don't have the time or the resources to build all these little quizzes. Or we're on such a tight launch schedule already.
Yeah, the classic barriers. And look, for a long time, those were valid concerns. Building assessments took time, expertise.
Yeah.
But that excuse, it really doesn't hold water anymore. Mm-hmm. Not with the AI revolution.
AI, let's talk about that. How has it demolished that barrier?
Well, think about the tech behind things like ChatGPT. These large language models. They've processed unbelievable amounts of text.
So they understand language, context.
Incredibly well.
Yeah.
So now you can literally just upload a product guide PDF or paste in a training script.
Right.
Or even just give it some bullet points.
And then
you ask the AI, generate a 5-question multiple choice quiz on this. And it does it in seconds.
Seconds? Seriously?
Like the core tech figures out the key info and formulates relevant questions and answers. The time needed for creation has just plummeted from hours, maybe days, down to minutes.
Wow. That's a game changer.
Totally. And it's not just speed. It's also versatility.
Meaning?
You can ask for different formats. Multiple choice, true, false, short answer, fill in the blank, whatever fits your need.
What about visual stuff? Like identifying product features from a picture?
Yep. AI can handle that too. You can feed it images and ask it to generate questions based on them. Identify this component, describe this pattern. It gets context, not just text.
So what used to take hours of manual work from L&D or a subject matter expert
can now be done almost instantly.
Yeah.
It democratizes the whole process. Even small teams under crazy deadlines can do this now.
The barrier to entry is just gone.
Pretty much vanished. It lets your L&D folks shift focus too, from just grinding out content to being more strategic, curating, analyzing results.
Okay, but let's be realistic. AI isn't perfect, right? The quizzes it spits out, they're probably not flawless first time.
That's fair. Think of the AI output as a really strong first draft, a solid starting point. But yeah, you'll probably want to refine it a bit.
And that refinement, does that take a long time?
No, that's the beauty of it. The refinement itself is super quick and targeted.
Okay, like what kind of tweaks are we talking about?
Well, maybe adjusting the phrasing slightly to perfectly match your brand's voice. You want that consistency.
Sure.
Emphasizing the most critical sales drivers or key compliance points. What are the absolute must-knows? You can sharpen the focus on those.
Making sure it tests what really matters for the business.
Exactly. And maybe tweaking the difficulty, ensuring it's not just recall, but maybe requires a bit of application.
What about customer interactions?
Great point. You can add questions that specifically tackle common customer objections or tricky scenarios you know your teams face.
Because you know your customers, they're typical questions.
Right. Prepping associates for those edge cases.
Yeah.
That can be the difference between making a sale and losing one.
And this whole cycle, AI draft plus refinement, how long are we talking?
Honestly, 15, maybe 20 minutes. You can go from an idea to a deployable, high-quality knowledge check that's perfectly aligned with your goals.
15 to 20 minutes. That's incredible.
It means a manager, a trainer. They can basically create an effective assessment during a coffee break.
That speed, that ease. It's huge for agile retail, responding to market changes, new products, policy updates.
With unprecedented speed, it enables a continuous feedback loop that just wasn't feasible before.
Okay, so creating the quiz is fast, easy, but like you said, that's step one.
Right.
The real power comes from delivery, tracking, and actually acting on the results.
Exactly. And that's where having a robust platform comes in. Something purpose-built for this.
Like Insight, for example.
Yeah. Platforms like Insight excel here.
Mm-hmm.
Because without one, even the best quiz is just, what, a document, a clunky spreadsheet.
Hard to scale, hard to track.
Very. But with these platforms, you deploy that quiz instantly, push it out of every store, every associate, network-wide. Seconds.
Crucial for timely launches, campaigns, updates.
Absolutely vital. And then comes the real-time visibility.
Seeing who's done it, when, how they scored.
Live data. No more guessing who's engaged or who's lagging, but it goes deeper.
Deeper how?
You can drill right down into the results. Analyze comprehension patterns by associate, by store, by district, by region.
So you can spot trends, macro-level gaps.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Maybe one district consistently struggles with questions on a key product line or a new process. That's immediate, actionable intelligence.
Tells you exactly where training might be falling short or where more coaching is needed.
Without guesswork. And here's the really powerful part. You can act immediately.
Like
if Store 7 scores low on a critical product question today, you can schedule a targeted refresher for that team today.
Not weeks later when sales might already be suffering.
Or when customer complaints start piling up. It's that ability to make timely, impactful decisions based on real-time analytics. That's what turns a knowledge check from just an assessment into a core operational tool.
Proactive and precise, not reactive in general.
Exactly. The platform gives you the analytics instantly. You know today if the training worked, and you can act today, closing gaps before they hit the customer.
Fosters real agility.
True organizational agility.
So let's bring it all together. For you, the retail executive listening. What's the bottom line here?
The bottom line is knowledge checks aren't a luxury anymore. They're an accessible necessity for effective, competitive retail leadership.
They transform training from that one-way broadcast
into a measurable performance driver. You move beyond just hoping your teams are ready
to knowing they are with data.
And knowing what they understand, where they need help, it lets you take targeted action before there's a negative impact on the customer, on the bottom line.
It's proactive, informed leadership.
Versus reactive problem solving. Plus, it helps spot your top performers, your future leaders, helps you build that talent pipeline strategically.
And with AI making creations so fast and platforms delivering instant insights, the practical barriers are gone.
There's really no reason not to make this a standard part of your training strategy. It's not about adding more work. It's about making your existing work far more effective.
The ultimate impact. Simple. Better prepared associates, more confident, more empowered, stronger product launches, and tangible results you can actually trace back to better knowledge in the field.
Which leads to better customer experiences.
Consistently. Driving loyalty, driving revenue. That's the end game.
Okay, so As you look ahead, next big launch, next seasonal push, next operational change, here's something to think about.
Yeah.
What are the hidden costs of not knowing, of assuming your teams understand that critical information you gave them? How much more agile, more competitive, more customer-centric could you be if training was backed by immediate actionable data?
What opportunities are being missed right now because assumptions are replacing assurance on your sales floor?
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Until our next deep dive.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.